From the Palatial Pride 48 Studios, high atop the universe, it's time for DI Plus to come screaming at you through Tay Interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of day it is where you are, we're glad you've joined us today. DI Plus is brought to you by the Southport Brewing Company. Pioneers of East Coast ales and lagers. You can find them at southportbrewing.com. Don't forget to check out Connecticut Pale Ale, or, you know, drop the, I don't know what the fuck I'm saying anymore. If you go there, you can get alcohol. It's fun and it's cool and everything, and you should do that. Welcome to DI Plus. I am Daniel Brewer, and I am joined by the Southport Brewing Company, Free State of Arkansas, by the one and only Mr. Adam Burns. Hello, Adam.
Hello, Daniel.
I had this thing in my head that I was going to say.
You should really get that taken out.
No, but then I've had a few of these Connecticut pale ales, so I'm not exactly. What's the word I'm looking for? Sober. That's what I'm looking for.
Well, that's normal. You know, yes. did you take the red eye? Well, that wouldn't make any sense at all, but just go with me here. Did you take the red eye from Houston, you know, jump off the plane, run home to record for the fans?
I did not.
Well, you could.
I did not. This is what I did. I actually, today there was a Amazon Cloud conference in New York City at the Javits Center. So I actually flew into LaGuardia late last night and stayed overnight in New York, and then went into the Javits Center this morning and did the Amazon Cloud conference today, and then took the train home to New Haven this evening. So,
wow, you're a busy man. You were in Houston, and then you were in New York, and then you were home. All within the course of like what, 3-4 days?
That's right. You know, well, no, I was there for a while. I was in Houston for like 3 days. I flew out Sunday night, and I was in Houston for 3 days. By the way, lovely weather in Houston. It's like upper 70s, mid 80s, but not quite yet humid. You know what I'm saying? So it was very nice and warm. And then I, of course, came back to New York, and it was in the 50s.
I was telling the chat room, but I'll mention it for the sake of it, because I know we like to have our weather segment. But so
we do, yes. Yeah. So, wait, no, hold on a second. I can get you some music for that in case you're you'll see. I gotta go here. Damn it, if you would just told me this, then I would have known. Let's see, here we go, right here. All right, go ahead. Yes,
so we've recently had a cold front move in northwest Arkansas, and the temperature right now is approximately 45 degrees.
45 degrees in northwest Arkansas.
And, you know, so what happened was it had been warm. I had been having sinus issues for my nose was either running or stopped up for the better part of a month. And I thought, God, I'm dying. But I'm not going to go to the doctor because it's either a cold or sinuses and they're not going to be able to do anything.
Right.
So I just dealt with it. And then it warmed up and my nose got better. And so I was like, fantastic. Thank God. Now it'll be warm. I won't have any issues. And then they said, oh, there's a cold front coming in. It's going to be a tornado and all this other stuff. And last night, the cold front came in. And I mean, like clockwork, my nose started dripping.
All right. I got to ask this question. Did the tornado rip the sleeves off of your shirt? Because you're wearing a shirt with no sleeves that seems to have been, they seem to have been somehow ripped off, because it's not like a nice seam there that looks like some kind of scissors.
No.
I'm just saying, it looks like a very homemade job.
No,
there of cutting
you've seen this shirt before. It was not ripped off. There is actually a seam here, and it was sewn, and it was bought this way. But this is the shirt that I work out in. And I'm gonna let everyone in on a little secret. Mark thinks I'm really gross because I work out in the same outfit for at least a week without washing it.
Yes.
And it gets
but then you auction them off on eBay or something, right?
No, I mean maybe
clothes on,
maybe once upon a time I used to do that, but not now. I can't
you're
share my bodily.
You're a troll. If you just show up in a chat room, you chase people away. You know, a little bit of pre-show humor here. I tune into the stream before we start, right, to see what's going on, to kind of judge the energy and everything. And I jump into the chat room to like joke around with Pod Cubs because they're like, you know, they've done their show. They're now just kind of like joking around and stuff. And I like log on to the chat room to like say some stuff. And they immediately after I log in the chat room, I hear on the stream, it's like, oh, and Daniel Brewer's here to do a show, so we're going to leave. And clunk, they like leave. They'd like knock it back to the music on the stream. So like an old troll walking into a twink bar. I know I said that earlier, but I thought it was a great line, so I had to read
it. First of all, the Pod Cubs are into bears and older people.
I don't know it, but apparently not me, though. Apparently not me.
Not calling you an older person or anything, but you're calling yourself a troll. And to a twink, a bear might be a troll.
I'm just saying.
Anyway.
I'm just saying.
Why don't you look at it positively that you are such
a... Had Big Fatty shown up there. Oh, it's Big Fatty. Oh, it's Big Fatty and everything.
Listen. You are such a professional, prolific podcaster with such a golden, honey-like voice. With such a reputation that when you come into the room, other podcasters cower in fear. Maybe that's it.
You know, the Southport Brewing Company is located in Bloomfield, Connecticut.
I mean, I get that a lot. I mean, I come into a room, everyone leaves. But, you know, it's just because I'm so damn beautiful and they're all intimidated.
That's what it is. Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
I mean, that's at least what you got to tell yourself to live. I mean, you know, to not cower in a corner crying all the time. Have some confidence.
I'm Daniel. Have you not met me?
I have met you, unfortunately. Yeah, exactly. I mean, fortunately, yes, I have. I got a lovely steak dinner. Actually, I think that was the second year.
Right, and you didn't put out for that at all.
I didn't. I'm sorry. Next time. The next steak dinner, I promise.
So I can feel your problem here with your cold weather there. Notice how I'm segueing back to this. Because Robert was like trying to fly to Louisville this weekend, and he's like been delayed and put off on, you know, like he had to get rerouted through Memphis, and then he called me from Memphis. He's like, oh, that plane's been delayed, and I don't know. It's all crazy. Anyway, it doesn't matter. We have now been recording for a good hour and a half now and have not even mentioned the fact that we are streaming live on pride48.com and at our new IP address, I may add. And unlike the Foul Monkeys, we have written that down. And
I could have sworn I emailed that to everyone who broadcasts.
I know. So did I. And yeah, but apparently it's Ricky. Anyway, I just wanted to say a very special hello to the chat room out there. Let's see. Joining us right now in the chat room is Crone. Fuck RC. Is that RC? No, that's not RC. That's RT.
No, RT Cruiser.
So who's RC?
We don't have to know who people are, Daniel. Move on. They can have their anonymity.
Kratos77, which we now know how to pronounce. Mr. Mike, 1972. Q Sledge, who has been texting me like a madman over the last few days, and I tried to send you back a thing today.
I was
traveling. So I was not ignoring you. I was just traveling, and so I was on very shitty internet connections.
Q Sledge, I know that there's a contest for the logo, but I would hope that you are putting your hat in the ring, so to speak. I'm just saying.
And DeAndre and Mib and Romo and Timmy. So there you go. That's who's in the chat room now. I don't know why I'm playing with my Icebreaker's mints. I was like, I'm going to eat a mint while I'm drinking this lovely, what the fuck am I drinking? This lovely Connecticut pale ale from the Southport Brewing Company.
How drunk are you? You have mentioned that ale like 5 times. And we've only been recording for like 8 minutes.
Can I tell you why? Here's what I went. Chat room, I need your help. There is this thing that someone sent me a link. I'm bringing it up right now. Just make sure that this link works. I'm going to copy this and paste this in the chat room. So chat room, you can help me out here. And folks at home, I don't know. Adam doesn't do show notes, so I can't like have him include this link in the show notes. But there's this new group around the country.
When did you ever do show notes?
It doesn't matter. There's this new group around the country called Geeks Who Drink. And what they're looking for are quiz masters, right, from around the country. So they take over a bar on a given night, and then they do geek trivia. And what they're looking for are MCs, like bar hosts, to do it. And one of the places they're looking for is New Haven, Connecticut. And I don't know whether I want to apply to do this or not.
Have you ever... Well, I don't know what's involved, but just by the words quiz master.
No, they provide all the questions. They provide all the materials and stuff. All you have to do is you have to have a laptop so that you can get all the questions, and you have a digital camera, and you need to be able to blog about the night, right? So you like take pictures of the people that won, and then you like blog about it, and like, oh, last night was a great night, and you know, blah, blah, blah. And so really all they're looking for are people that can deal with drunk people heckling them, which I think I can. I do this podcast every week.
How many drunk people heckle us while we're podcasting?
Have you not read that? You don't read the chat room. That's what it is.
I do. I do kind of. But how do you know they're drunk? And it's just, it's really just words scrolling up a screen.
I'm just saying that I don't know. Should I try to do this? Should I not try to
sure.
do it? Sure. They're looking for people in, no, they're not. I was going to say Arkansas, but no, they're not. They're
no, I, yeah, no, I don't have any interest in it. But you should do it and you should somehow record yourself doing it and bring back funny clips to the
See,
show.
Fuck RC says they're doing it in an Irish pub here. Fuck RC, where are you from? Where? What state is that?
Now we're going to wait 7
no,
seconds.
No, we can keep talking while we're doing this. I'm just saying that, you know. So I thought, well, maybe I'll go check them out. Like, and but they're not doing anything in Connecticut until like the middle of May.
You know, so. It's a good thing we have the truncate
Madison.
Silence on the...
Madison. Yeah, no, he's in Madison, Wisconsin. We'll see. Let me go here to Wisconsin.
You know, so Madison, Wisconsin is the home of the Madison Scouts, by the way. And that is one of the best drum and bugle corps in the galaxy, and they're iconoclastic, I tell you. And
they're iconoclastic.
I believe.
I'm wondering if he's talking about Buck and Badger Northwoods Lounge or the Capitol Tap House. I'm just curious as to what she's talking.
And I believe that it's all boys.
It's all boys.
Now
which means that if I show up, they'll run away.
Well, I don't mean boys like literally, like young. Well, they are young, but they're younger than us. But who isn't? I mean, really. But no, they're all hot, like, and marching, the kind of marching that they do is so difficult, and they rehearse so many hours a day that even like the most out of shape of them, I can't talk for some reason, by the time they're done rehearsing for the summer and getting ready for all the competitions, they're all like muscular and they've got like ripped abs and all that kind of stuff. They're hot. And I've known some guys who've been in drum corps before, and they said like stuff like, oh, you should have seen this guy was like sucking his own cock in the back of the bus.
Right.
Crazy. Anyway, you should all go see the Madison
Scouts.
I would like to see that. Although I don't think that on the field they're actually doing any of that.
Can I just say that I've seen video of guys sucking their own cocks, but never on a bus. I think that would be worth the price of admission right there. It was funny. My phone text went off, and I had to go over to the other side of the room and grab my phone. And it was just Joey L. Boohawker the fourth saying, "Do it. You'd be great."
Oh, I guess he's still listening. He's not in the chat room.
No,
I thought you pissed him off. And
no, I think he was. I think he's like he's about 4 episodes behind. He's probably talking about me doing something else on another episode. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I should try to do that. I don't know. It's just
here's
my concern.
You like to
here's
have
my
attention.
Concern. I am a geek and I do drink. But here's my concern. My concern is it's New Haven, Connecticut. There's all the Yaleys here. So I would be like the old geek, right? I would be like the, welcome to the back, Captain Kirk. And, you know, it's just, yeah. That's my concern, is that I would be really old compared to the audience that was there.
I don't think so, because I don't think that pub quizzes are a young crowd sort of thing.
You don't understand. Yale is here. Yale University. Yaleys love nothing more than showing the world that they know stuff.
Well, maybe. But
I think that's actually the school motto. Yaleys, we know stuff. that's their motto. That's their school motto. Their mascot, by the way. Their mascot. Do you know what the Yale mascot is?
I couldn't even guess.
It's a lawn jockey, and he's like, you know, I know stuff.
Can you explain to me exactly what a lawn jockey is?
It's a little statue that sits out on your front yard and it holds a lantern. So it's just a really decorative lantern, but it's dressed like a jockey, like a horse jockey. That's what their lawn jockeys say, like hold the little... They have a riding crop in one hand and they hold the lantern
in the other. Is there anything racist about lawn jockeys?
No. Well,
it seems
yes,
like there was a design...
Most of the lawn jockeys are painted to be black. So that's why they're like little black lawn jockeys. Do you not have a computer? Can you not Google the phrase lawn jockey?
I can't Google while we are doing the show.
Why can you not Google while we are doing the show?
Because I have a one-track mind.
I'm
going to
do this right now. Lawn jockey.
There was a Designing Women episode, and Anthony was being asked to join the country club.
Yes.
But Julia did not want him to join because she said they just wanted a token black person.
Yes.
And when he went in to the dance or the cotillion or whatever that they had, apparently there was a lawn jockey and that was somehow racist.
Yes, so because let me read you the first sentence from Wikipedia. A lawn jockey is the small statue of a man in jockey clothes intended to be placed in yards. Most today are white jockeys, but historically, black jockeys were commonplace.
Oh, that one they posted in the chat room looks kind of like Aunt Jemima.
Right, that's what I'm saying. It was a very step and fetch it kind of a thing. It was very, anyway, you see, you would hang the lantern in your front yard from that little ring in his hand there.
But Mrs. Butterworth, oh, no.
I don't know nothing about Bertha. Yeah, driving. I'm trying to drive you to the stove. That's what, I don't know.
Well, Miss Daisy.
See, this is my problem. I would make a joke. I would make a racist joke at the geeks who drink, and I would be dismissed.
Aren't those Yaleys, aren't they racist anyway? It's all
no,
a bunch all, of ra-
no,
rich
they're
white
all Asians.
Kids, isn't
they're
it?
All Asians. So.
Oh, is it? Well, I should go there. I'm into the Asians. So,
I tell you, you should come and visit us here in Connecticut. You could visit with Steven. You could visit with us.
I tell you what, if I might at some point, if I indeed do sell my house, which, by the way, I have
it's
an
in
update
Katy,
on.
Texas.
No, right.
Oh, do we have a? You know what? I haven't even brought up the Trello. I am so sorry. I've like been dominating this conversation. Let me just do this. Let me bring up the Trello here.
Well,
and make sure
you know, some co-hosts
properly...
actually.
No. Let me segue.
I just
into
did.
Your topic. No, let me do it better because that's what I do. You know, so you could come here to our house and visit with both Steven and us because we all live in the same house. Speaking of houses, I hear that you have an update.
I don't think that was better, but okay. You keep telling yourself
that. Amazing. That was amazing.
So first of all, as anyone who's ever heard me talk about Maddie, he's been dramatic through this whole process.
And I still find that hard to believe because Maddie was like the antithesis of drama.
Right.
He was very centered and very, you know, just a very low drama kind of a person. That to me, you saying that Maddie was filled with drama is just crazy talk.
Well, you know, he's the one that's been bugging me. Oh, we got to put this damn thing, this anchor around our neck. We got to put this on the market. Yada, yada, you know, bitch, 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 moan, you know, all the time. And so we put it on the market, and then he's like, I can't sleep. There's too much pressure. It's too much stress. I just want this to be over with. Blah, 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 blah. It's like over and over. Anyway, so we put it on the market on Friday. Well, it didn't go up on the MLS. The realtor was, poor realtor, he was having to deal directly with Maddie, and he was getting all the documents together and writing the whatever they have to write to go on the MLS and everything. And I get messages from Maddie going, why the fuck isn't it on the MLS yet? I want this house sold, damn it. You know, anyway. So he finally puts it up on the MLS. Well, by Wednesday.
What does Maddie exactly think that MLS stands for?
I don't know.
Can we call
know.
Maddie and ask? Can we call him and ask?
No. We
Do you have a number for him? I will call. I will be happy to call him and ask.
No. He will. No. No. We cannot call Maddie. I do not want a 30-minute segment of him bitching. Anyway, so we. So he wanted the listing put up, whatever. But I'm just going to skip over everything else. And Q Sledge says male leisure suit for those of you not aware
why
Daniel
was laughing. I was trying to think of him. I was like mangy lesbian sluts or I was just trying to figure out what he was. By the way, I have some stuff. I did see everyone's comments about the Yale mascot, and I will circle back to that. Rest assured, your comments will not go unrewarded there. But go ahead, finish. So where were we at in this story?
So anyway,
Maddie wanted
long.
To know why it wasn't on the Men Have Lice Syndrome.
Right. So you know, all that happened. You can all imagine. A lot of you listen to the Adam and Maddie show, or you've heard me talk about him. So you can imagine the kind of things I've gone through the past 5 days. Anyway, skip to Wednesday. We have 3 offers on the house as of yesterday. So the thing is, it's very confusing. I've never sold a house before. And so there's one offer that is cash. And it's, but we had to negotiate the fuck out of this guy to get him all the way up just to break even, to the number that we need to break even. I mean,
there were so many things wrong with that sentence. Can you just repeat that sentence?
I don't even know what I said.
We had to negotiate the fuck out of the guy just to bring him up even.
We did.
Like, you just walk right into these sentences, don't you?
So, I don't know. It's just how I talk. So, we negotiated back and forth and back and forth and in and out and all that. And finally, we get him up to break even. And then, he still wants to say, oh, okay, I'll give you the amount for you to break even. Or, hey, I mean, he doesn't know that's what we need to break even. But I'll give you that amount. But
By the way, the chat room thinks that negotiating the fuck out of someone sounds hot.
Well... anyway, so So it turns.
Oh, I am so off my game. Can you just pause for a second? Can you just pause for just 1 second? Do you know where you're at in your story? Do you know where you're at?
Yes.
All right. I'm biding time so then get to this. Yeah, we negotiated the fuck out of here.
Right.
Oh, so, yeah.
We got him up to the amount we wanted to break even, but then
you got him up to the
we got him up.
Wanted,
that's
yes.
right. We
yes.
got him up. Well, no, this is again, we find out the name of the guy, and his name is an Indian name. So I get a call from Maddie and he goes, well, no wonder the fuck he's negotiating and he's so cheap. He's a towel head. I mean, this is the kind of thing that I have to deal with from anyway. I apologize to any Indians that listen to this show. I was quoting that. I love Indians. I have had sex with them. Anyway, so we had three offers as of last night.
Yes.
Now, two of them were both $13,000 over the cash offer.
Yes.
But they were FHA financing. One of them was only pre-approved for like half the amount that they needed to buy the house. The other one had a precondition or whatever you call it that they had to sell their house before. So we lamented back and forth, and finally we decided to go with the cash offer because we just want to get out of the house.
Yes.
So now, just so everyone knows, I'm not making any money, but I have a signed contract on the house as of 12:30 a.m. this morning.
Yes.
That was redundant. Sorry. And we may be closing. We're going to go to the ATM machine. And
the ATM and, machine know, to close on your house. Yes, sir.
Right.
Got it.
And we may be closing as early as next Friday.
You know what? There's only one thing I can say to that.
I don't know.
Oh, that's never not funny. You know, I get texts all week long from people that are listening to the show at different times, and they all just like, they start their text, which is like, and I never not funny. It's never not funny. Well, congratulations. I hope that you can sell your house because that means that you can come up here and visit.
Well, I mean, it means that I'll be better off financially because I don't have to pay the extra money every month. I'm not making any. Well,
oh, look, we've offended DeAndre. He's leaving.
The plus DeAndre. Side of it is this is how I'm coming out of it making money. We get to split the balance of the escrow account.
Yeah.
So I'll have enough to buy, you know, something.
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 You'll have enough money to buy something.
So what? When you're all kneeling down tonight and praying, because yes. that's what you do as
right.
gay men,
yep.
or gay women, or straight women, women or men,
right.
Pray for nothing to go wrong during the option period.
I hate it when things go wrong during the option period.
Because we had to negotiate the fuck out of him already.
You
I don't
did.
Want to have to negotiate the fuck again over some repairs the inspector finds. I don't.
I'm here to inspect your home.
We have to have it inspected, you know, and anyway. Oh, now I
oh,
get a
Jesus,
text.
Everything now. Sounds so much better with porn music. You know what? The next meeting I go into at work, I'm just going to take that soundtrack with me and I'm just going to play the porn music.
Now I get a text message from our producer, Joey, and he says, should have held out. Well, I'm sorry. You know, I know that a lot of people are more of a gambling person. People, mm-hmm. there are people who are gambling men out there, gambling women. And mm-hmm. I want to get rid of that. You got to understand. Can I
send a message out now on the stream here? Mib, who's in the chat room, which is actually Steven from Wisconsin, who's in the back room. I was going to talk about the story that you emailed to or that you Google Plus'd us earlier this week, but the link that you Google Plus'd us earlier it is coming up with an error saying it's no longer online. So if you can find another version of that. Anyway, go ahead. Sorry.
Well, anyway, Joey is evidently saying that I'm a weenie because I went with the most risk-free offer.
Right, right.
The problem is, I will tell you, we had the discussion with the realtor, and he advised us that the amount that the other two people were offering us was more than he thought the house would appraise for. And he said, so all they're doing is giving you this high number, so they win the bid, basically, knowing yes. that once it gets appraised, that you the mortgage company will not agree to that amount. And then if you want to sell it to them, you're going to have to agree to whatever the mortgage company says it's worth. Or you have to just, you know, reject the offer and then go back to the drawing board. He said, so, and he said, it's not likely that it's going to appraise. I don't want to give, I don't really care, but some people don't like for people to talk about numbers, so I won't. But the amount that he thought it would appraise for is only about $6,000 more than break even.
All right. Can I now get to back what the chat room was
talking
about?
Yes, please, please.
I was talking about the Yale mascot being the lawn jockey. In fact, the lawn jockey is not the mascot of Yale University. It's a bulldog. And so it's funny living here in New Haven because this is where Yale is, right? Yale is like four blocks away from where we live. The mascot of Yale is a bulldog, but it's not just like a cartoon bulldog. It's an actual bulldog, like a actual living, breathing bulldog. And so the conversation that Stephen and I had the other day was like, why? That's really risky because what happens when that bulldog dies? You got to find another bulldog that looks exactly the same because it's like there's pictures of this bulldog everywhere. So there's a Wikipedia article about this. Apparently the bulldog's name is Handsome Dan. So I think that's a bit of an omen there. So Handsome Dan is the bulldog who serves as the mascot of Yale University. In addition to a person wearing a costume, the position is filled by an actual bulldog and the title being transferred to another upon death or retirement. So that's kind of morbid. There's been, I don't know my Roman numerals, XVII, what is that? 17? There's been 17 Handsome Dans?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah, there's been 17 Handsome Dans over the years. So there you go. The lawn jockey, not the mascot of Yale University. In fact, it is a bulldog.
All righty. You know, yeah, Ole Miss.
I feel like I just killed that entire conversation. Old Miss, you know, does Miss. Indeed. Yes, Old Miss.
Where?
Does.
Not
no,
Old
I'm
Miss.
Sorry.
Where are you from?
No, no.
Ole Miss, O-L-E.
No, you're wrong. You are absolutely wrong. Ole Miss, which is where my parents graduated from, their mascot is the Rebel.
It is not.
You're thinking of Mississippi State, which is the Bulldogs.
No, I'm not talking about that they have a Bulldog. I went to Ole Miss. What I was going to say is, first of all, you said Old Miss, which is absolutely wrong.
No,
but
no,
anyway.
I'm just saying. My parents went to Ole Miss and they met there. That's how they like became married was at Ole Miss. So don't tell me that I don't know that the mascot for Ole Miss is the Rebel.
It's not. And I'll tell you why. I also attended Ole Miss and graduated from there.
Yes. And what is the mascot?
It was the Rebel when I went there. But you see, about that time, there was all this controversy over the Mississippi State flag and
his name was Colonel Reb.
Yes, it was. And I have shirts and hats and everything with Rebels written on it. But after about five, six years after I graduated, they went through this whole political correct crap, and because the whole like mascot and the theme song and everything of the school was was Confederate, and everyone considers that to be racist. You know, they had lawn jockeys all over the place in the Grove. It was just they thought it was racist, so they actually changed their mascot. They did indeed, and it is now the Black Bear.
Can I just say something? I don't mean to perpetuate the chat room's idea that we're having a cat fight here, but what you just said right there has nothing to do with political correctness.
Huh?
Yeah, what you just said there has nothing to do with, and it pisses me off when people constantly blame things on political correctness. There is an actual legitimate movement in this country that we started called political correctness, and what it was, and I'm going to offend a bunch of people, so please, I'm telling you, warning you ahead of time, I'm about to say something offensive. The concept of political correctness was to, exactly what it sounds like, was to be able to neutralize the words so that we can actually talk about, you know, racially charged issues. So instead of us saying niggers or colored people or whatever, that we could actually all agree just to call them African Americans so that we take that piece of the argument out of it. We take all of the black listeners. No, what I'm saying is that we make that neutral. We make that speak neutral so that we can actually speak intelligently about the issues without getting caught up in the historically bad idea things brought forward. Political correctness is actually a very important concept that is actually really good and has moved race relations ahead in this country by hundreds of years. But when you sit there and say that, oh, they did something because of political correctness, like they quit calling him Colonel Reb because of political correctness, had nothing to do with political correctness. They quit calling him Colonel Reb because of racism. All right. Can we just establish that right now? Had nothing to do with political correctness. Had to do with fucking racism. Had to do with the same goddamn thing that right now there's a 17-year-old kid in Boston who had his picture published on the front page of the Washington Post as being someone who showed up at the marathon wearing a backpack. And actually, with absolutely no proof whatsoever, they published his paper, his picture nationwide. And now this high school kid who had nothing to do with the Boston bombings is scared to leave his house because he was walking with a backpack while brown. Because America is the most fucking racist country in the entire universe. It's, we are so fucking racist that it just, it makes me literally, not literally, it makes me figuratively sick. It makes me angry and sad to be an American because we are so racist. There.
Okay.
Right off my soapbox.
Well, whatever you want to call it, we may differ in opinions. I have never thought that having the rebel as a mascot or any of that had anything to do with race. So,
well, it did because the rebels, right? The rebels, were the side of the Civil War that were fighting to keep slavery.
But if
that sense.
But if you lived in the South and you were a Confederate, not all of them were fight. Anyway, regardless, that is not the point of this show. I'm just saying they did indeed change their mascot. And that had nothing to do with anything.
And what is the new mascot? Because I don't know what it is.
I said it was the black bear.
Oh, the black bear. Well, I think that's kind of racist. Oh, what the fuck? Why is it got to be a black bear?
They went from rebels to black bear. Maybe it's ironic.
Why is it got to be a black bear? What is your thought on this whole Boston bombing now that I've like unloaded on this whole thing?
Oh, Lord.
The Boston bombing. I want to know, how do you feel about this Boston bombing thing?
I honestly do not. Okay, I do. Yes, I do know that it happened. But I do not, I'm not a news junkie. I don't watch much news. So I have not heard the latest on had they, I did hear on a podcast that they were piecing together photos that, you know, showed up on Twitter and cell phones and all that kind of stuff. And that's what you were talking about, that they had suspects in mind because of these
photos. Which, by the way, the police had to come out and say, this guy's not even a suspect. This guy's, it's like he was on a video. We don't even suspect this guy. It's
but
like some kid who's like brown skinned. Now we've like tarnished them because we're so fucking racist. I'm sorry. There's no other word for it. It's like the very first night of the thing. It's like we're questioning some like brown skinned guy about it. It was like we weren't. We had no brown skinned guy detained. We were not questioning any brown skinned guy. It's just...
Yeah, I think it's really, I mean, the only thing I really think about it is it's really sad, and I really feel for the people who, I saw when it happened, maybe an hour afterwards, when I was walking through the break room at work, and we have flat screen TVs in there, and they play CNN and all that, and I actually saw the photos, and it looked like they had literally taken red paint and poured it on the pavement, and I realized it was blood. And it's just really sad.
It is, I mean, it is sad that people were disfigured. It was sad that people died. But that doesn't necessarily like equate to like, oh my God, all brown people are bad. And that's my problem with this whole thing. Please do not believe for a moment that I don't feel bad for the folks who were disfigured and the people who lost friends or, you know, the three people who died, the hundreds of people who were disfigured, the emotional toll that it has taken on people. I completely understand all that. But at the same time, there were three guys that were thrown off of an airplane because they were speaking Arabic. These are people that had made it through airport security. These are people that had made it through the screening process. They were sitting on an airplane and they made the mistake of opening their mouth and talking while brown. And the rest of the passengers, the day after this bombing, felt uncomfortable having these people that were not speaking English on their plane and actually had them ejected from the plane. That is what makes me sad about being an American, is the fact that we see these images on the television and then we just extrapolate that out into this bizarre fucked up universe of fear. And we spend more money on our military than the next five members of NATO combined yearly. What the fuck are we afraid of? We have the most insanely overpowered military in the universe. What the fuck are we afraid of? Why are we so scared of our own goddamn shadow? Why are we so... never mind. Move on. Sorry.
So,
what makes me feel like? It makes me feel like I need to go on a new diet.
Oh no, I was gonna. So I know that you have such a serious topic that you're talking about, and as they did on American Idol last night, I just want to say our hearts go out.
Are
to
we allowed
people.
To? Are we allowed?
No,
we allowed to talk
I do not know.
Title?
No, oh, I watched it last night. I will talk about last week. Thank God that Lazaro is gone. How praise Jesus. That's all I got to say. But I just got I have not watched tonight's episode, so do not tell me. And chat room, please do not type it in the chat room. I do not want to know. Anyway, so I got this email on my phone while you were having your little rant, and it's from someone named Mark, and it says, your friend Jamie says to watch this Dr. Oz video about weight loss. I'm not kidding. You can't see it because it's on my phone. I'm not going to click the link because I'm afraid.
It's probably spam.
On a phone, I'm not sure that I would actually get a virus, but I'm not going to click the link anyway.
Timmy Sims in the chat room has already ruined it. He apparently told you that Madonna won tonight.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm not even looking at the chat room right now in case someone says it, so I don't want to know.
No, they're not going to say it, and it doesn't really even matter because this is what I wanted to say about American Idol. This is the first year in a long time that it is so obvious who the winner is that the judges every week are just coming up with some excuse to like try to make the other people sound like they're still in the running when they're not. You know what I'm saying? It's just every week. Oh no, Amber, you're my favorite. Yeah, I love you. Oh no, Cree, you're great. You're my favorite.
I think Cree is my favorite.
It doesn't matter. There's no fucking way any of them are beating Candace. Candace is so far above and beyond these folks.
Did you hear Amber trying to do a Mariah Carey song and then Candace doing a Mariah Carey song? Yes. Totally different.
I'm trying to tell you, you have Candace Glover and then everyone else is playing for second place.
Right.
And that's all I'm trying to say. And because of ratings and because they've got another 5 weeks of this shit, they're like just trying to like make it seem like there's still some kind of competition. I'm sorry. After week two, when Candace Glover got up there and sang, it was over at that point in time. It was just everyone is playing for second place.
Because I got this email about weight loss, I just wanted to, it brought
this to my mind. Are you going
to
talk about this thing on your travel?
Well, no, it's just a random topic.
If so, I'm going to go get another beer. Can I go? Go ahead. No, you go ahead. I want to hear.
You bitch. So, as everyone knows, I have been, how far away are you going to get this beer?
Uh-huh, that's very interesting. Keep talking. Yes, that's very interesting.
Are you going to keep the headphones on?
Uh-huh, that's very interesting. Keep talking about this.
You have the headphones on. I see them. Anyway, so last week or whatever, we were...
That's very interesting. Keep talking about that. It's very interesting.
I was talking about the 4-hour work week book. And I realized that guy had written another book. Oh, I blew the levels there. I realized that guy had written another book, and the other book is called 4-Hour Body. And I thought, hell, if I can get a body in 4 hours, I am all for that. So, because I got bored with the 4-hour work week book. It took me longer than 4 hours to go through it. So I was like, I'm gonna try a different one because I'd much rather have a 4-hour body than a 4-hour work week. So I got this. Well, it was kind of interesting, but only about...
That's very interesting. Yeah, that's very interesting.
I think your headphones were on. I'm not sure if they were plugged in, though, but you're still wearing them. So, did you hear... Are you hearing me now? Maybe not?
That's very interesting. Keep talking about that. That's very interesting.
Oh, Lord. Anyway, the name of the book is 4-Hour Body.
All right, you know what? I can tell you this right now. I can get a body in an hour.
Someone else's?
Yeah. All it takes is like a phone call and a credit card. I can get another body.
I understand that. So the same guy, and actually I did look up Tim Ferriss on YouTube, and he is actually fairly attractive and has a very nice body. So if he got that
in
4 hours.
That's probably why he got it in 4 hours.
So now I'm trying a not new diet. It's one that I've done before. He's just calling it something different. So I bought this book to hear about a low carb diet. The only difference is...
And Big Fatty and I have been preaching about a low-carb diet for the last year. You could have just listened to us.
The only difference is that he calls his a slow-carb diet, and you can't have dairy either. So
dairy, it really, honestly, it just depends on whether you're lactose intolerant or not. I don't have a problem processing dairy, so therefore I don't cut it out because I don't have a problem with dairy.
So he says that dairy Well, because he says that his diet is more for fat loss and not necessarily weight loss. So if you're trying to tone or anything like that, that he feels like this, he's done experiments and he feels like this is the best way to reduce your body fat percentage.
For him, yes.
And he admits you're going to have to experiment on your own, but this is, he has done studies with a couple of hundred other people as well, not just himself. But anyway, regardless. It seems like a little bit of a jip because I paid money for this book and it's basically a low-carb diet.
You do realize that's racist, right?
A jip?
Yeah, jip is a what's the one? It's an abbreviation for gypsy, which is just basically about the gypsies.
Oh, okay. So I'm going to try this, though. The problem is he does not want you to have any diet drinks either, except for 16 ounces a day. Because he
says, these people always want this shit. What? Fuck these people.
Because he says that the aspartame also can affect your insulin levels.
Yeah. Oh, the aspartame can affect your insulin level. I'm going to just speak out of my fucking ass now.
So it's like, this is so hard. The only thing is you get to cheat. Like, he wants you to mega cheat one day. Like, I mean, eat everything in the refrigerator. As many donuts as you want, whatever, because he says it resets your body and makes sure your body doesn't think it's going into starvation or anything like that.
Right, because that's scientific.
I'm not saying that he knows what he's talking about.
I'm just saying the guy is a quack.
Look, I'm just trying it.
We've talked about this before, Adam, in the fact that you and I both wear glasses, but we have different prescriptions. Everyone's body is different.
I know.
So there are some general guidelines that you can follow, but these extreme things have nothing more to do with just like whether or not they work for your particular body type or not, your particular metabolism, your particular thing. I happen to apparently not be able to process gluten. So by me cutting wheat and carbs out of my diet, I am able to lose weight and keep it off. That only has to do with the fact, because I know this, because if I introduce carbs back into my diet, I immediately start gaining weight. I immediately start putting pounds back on. So it's very easy for me to say, okay, this works for me. A very low carb, high fat diet works great for me because that is what my body does. Well, I can add dairy or take dairy away from my diet one way or the other. It does not make a difference one way or the other to me. So I don't have a problem processing dairy. So I'm not going to go down that road.
Now, if you're interested in this,
drinking Diet Cokes all day long, and I drink at least a 12 pack of Diet Cokes a day, does not affect me. So it's not making me gain or lose weight if I cut those out or not. So that is not something that I worry about.
Now, he does also, if you want to buy this book, I know you guys are all very interested in this, he teaches you how to give a woman a 15-minute orgasm. So...
Oh, I'm sold.
And because you can't see, but there are diagrams in the book on how to lick the perfect spot on the clitoris to give her the best orgasm. I have no idea what that has to do with the 4-hour body, but there are diagrams of a vagina with the guy down there like licking on it. That's I don't know. He says read the parts of the books that interest you. So we'll see. Really, I don't want to focus. I'm trying not to focus on numbers anymore. I really want to get my body fat percentage down because I don't think I'm overweight. I think I just need to reduce my body fat percentage to show the muscle that I've been working on.
Yeah, so, and that's great, and that's wonderful. But there's if anyone is interested in a high fat, low carb diet, go to a website called Mark's Daily Apple. The guy was an Olympic athlete, right? So I mean, he like takes it, you know, to an extreme, but he is a very common sense kind of guy. He's like going like, look, you got to find out what works for you. There's not a one size fit all kind of diet. In the same way that there's not a one size fits all glasses prescription. There's not a one size fits all hearing aid prescription. We all have different bodies. We all have different things. You have to understand how your body handles things. And the best way to do that is in a controlled environment. The great thing about it is that it's not that long of a process. You can cut something out of your diet for a 2-week period and know after that 2-week period whether that affects you or not. If you can cut, if you cut carbs out of your diets for a 2-week period and you don't drop 10 pounds, then you're not one of the people that can't process glutes. There's some other thing that you need to work about. But if you cut carbs out of your diets and you drop 2 pounds within a 2-week period, then there's a big, huge flashing sign. You shouldn't be eating carbs. Your body can't handle this.
So, on a side note, I've eaten a few salads this week because that's something that I can eat. And, but he doesn't want you to eat anything dairy, so I can't use ranch dressing like I normally would. So, this is a really good salad dressing. You take half, you get the Newman's oil and vinegar dressing. Okay. You take you half of that, whatever the measurements you want to do, but half of that, and then half of your favorite brand of horseradish mustard. Now, if you're looking to do no sugar, make sure they did not put sugar in the mustard, because a couple of the brands had sugar in them. But it's any spicy mustard will work. So you do half spicy mustard, half oil and vinegar, and then you put a packet of Splenda in there. It is really fucking good. It's a very sweet and spicy. It's sweet and spicy at the same time. So if you like sweet dressings that have a kick, it'll be for you.
All right. And so now people in chat room saying things here. So first of all, the beer thing. Beer has carbs. Yes, beer has carbs. But you know what? Vegetables have carbs too. What we're looking for is we're looking to cut out massive carbs. And basically that comes in processed flour, processed, a lot of your processed wheat products. Here's the thing. And this is why it's often called the paleo diet. And now people are like attacking that because, oh, well, Paleolithic man did not eat this stuff. The concept of this is that even as early as 200 years ago, we did not have an obesity problem, right? 200 years ago and before, but 200 years ago, which is enough so that we have film from the period and whatever, there weren't a lot of fat people walking around. There were not a lot of like obese people. And but nowadays we have like 62% of the public that is overweight or obese. So what has changed between then and now? And it's primarily tied back to processed foods. So the concept, right, from Mark's Daily Apple and from others, and the things that we call paleo light, right? This is the paleo diet because we don't really know what else to call it. But what we're trying to say is not like, oh, we're going to like be all diehard about Paleolithic man or whatever. But it's about whole foods. It's about eating things that are whole foods, eating meat, eating vegetables, eating full fat dairy, eating full fat butter, eating... I can't even think of something else that I'm trying to say that people would try to avoid. But it's none of this low fat, none of this processed food that has gone through some kind of chemical process to like have all of the fat molecules taken out of it, or have all of the, you know, to process it in some kind of a weird kind of a way. But just to eat natural things, right? Just eat. One of my favorite meals ever is what I eat for lunch at least a couple of times a week, which is Chipotle. I go to Chipotle, I get a salad with chicken and sour cream and guacamole and cheese and hot sauce and you know, their little vinaigrette dressing on it and everything. I love that. That's great. And that is completely on my diet because lettuce, yes, has carbs in it, but it's a very low carb kind of thing. So you're not trying to completely eliminate all carbohydrates from your world. What you're trying to eliminate are processed carbohydrates. So flour, potato products, corn products, sugar, just eliminating those things for a 2-week period and see what happens. See whether your body reacts to that or not. In at least 20-25% of the public, cutting those things out is not going to have an effect one way or the other. But for a good 75% of us, we are just not, you know, we didn't evolve to process that stuff. For 2 million years, we've lived on this planet not eating processed foods and not being obese. It's only within the last like 200 years that we've even had obesity. And it's only within the last 20 to 50 years that obesity has been an epidemic. I'll get off my soapbox now. Please, go ahead, play your stinger. The news.
Anyway, as I was saying, I don't know that I'm trying to lose actual physical pounds, but more body fat. So we will see how it goes, ladies and gentlemen. So in the news today, South Florida is fighting a growing infestation of one of the world's most destructive invasive species, the giant African land snail, which can grow as big as a rat and gnaw through stucco and plaster. More than 1,000 of the mollusks are being caught each week in Miami-Dade, and 117...
It occurs to me that I'm just like way up on my soapbox tonight, and I shouldn't be. Drinking beer apparently puts me up on my soapbox.
I think drinking puts a lot of people on their soapbox. Maddie's soapbox was much higher when he drank.
Can we call Maddie?
No, we cannot call Maddie.
I really want to call Maddie.
He did text.
I'm sorry, you were talking about escargot. Please go ahead.
Yes. More. These are rat-sized. More than 1,000 of the mollusks. I like the way they felt like they needed to use a different word for snail. so they weren't redundant, are being caught each week in Miami-Dade, and 117,000 in total since the first snail was spotted by a homeowner in September of 2011. So residents will soon likely begin encountering them more often, crunching them underfoot as the snails emerge from underground hibernation at the start of the state's rainy season in just 7 weeks. The snails attack over 500 known species of plants and anything that's in their path.
Yeah, you got to imagine like snails attacking is just like such an oxymoron. It's like, could you imagine like some kind of Lord of the Rings movie or whatever? We had the big snail army and everything. Yeah,
right. Well, you know, right. Like the Austin Powers movie where
exactly. Where they're like, yeah, exactly.
Well, apparently they're deadly. Like they have some, meningitis or something that you can get if you touch them. And their shells are so hard, they can pierce tires and things like that. And they apparently came from Africa or somewhere. So
of course they do, because we're racist.
No.
See how I tied that back?
I see that, but I don't know. Anyway, so if you live in Florida, beware of the mollusks.
If you live in Florida, beware. Just leave it there.
Beware. So let's look at this one. So it's like something from an Alfred Hitchcock film.
What is?
An elderly couple is too scared to leave their own home because they've been terrorized by an angry pheasant.
Angry pheasant.
Yep.
So, I'm sorry, my lord. Would you like the pheasant for dinner this evening? No, it's very angry. I do not want it.
So vandalizing cars, attacking the elderly, and headbutting windows.
Wait. The pheasants are attacking the elderly?
Yeah. So
The pheasants, a bird, an actual animal, is somehow distinguishing the age of human beings, another species, and only attacking the elderly members of that species.
Well, it doesn't specify here.
I'm just saying, sign those pheasants up for jeopardy right now, because those are some fart smucking pheasants right there. Yes, there are.
Fart? I'm going to have to write that down. What? Could you spell that for me?
The fart, F-A-R-T, smucking, S-M-U-C-K-I-N-G, pheasants.
All right. Anyway, so Phil has become notorious in his home village. Apparently, the pheasant is named Phil. So the yob in question is...
The yob in question?
Yeah, I don't know what yob... You know, could you Google that? Anyway, the yob in
question...
I will.
How is that spelled?
Y-O-B.
Okay.
Is not a feral teen, but a very territorial pheasant. Residents of Wintnor in Shropshire...
It is the antithesis of what a good boy should be. Rude, obnoxious, violent, and stupid.
Okay. I bet that's a British word. Anyway, so residents...
It is. It is a thuggish young male.
Residents of Wintnor in Shropshire spoke of their despair...
See, there you go. That's how we know it's European, because it's like residents of Flopbuck and Dickshire. Everything like ends in a shire or something.
It's England.
Right.
Spoke of their despair yesterday.
Where they eat blood pudding.
That's Scotland, I believe. At the bird's behavior, with some saying they can't leave their home for fear of being pecked and chased. So anyway, he's a 2-foot.
Yeah, I noticed how you paused on that. Like you were expecting me to make a comment. I was looking at the picture of 8-bit pale ale that RC Martinez had posted in the chat room.
So he's 2 feet tall. His name is Phil, and he lurks by the home of Sally Ann Hudson.
And if he comes out and if he sees his shadow, then there's going to be another 2 weeks of winter.
Well, no, he waits outside their home, and her parents are 77 and 79.
That's important.
He waits throughout the day and night and swoops down when the family dares to emerge from their house.
Fuckers.
So there you go.
All right. I just got to say this right now. When we were in Houston, because we were there at one of our subsidiaries, there is an employee there who does the same thing that you do, which is that she goes off on tangents, she'll say things, and then instead of finishing her comment, she'll just end it with, but anyway. So she'll just be like, well, then I was out at the shooting range and I was shooting something and they were coming up to me and they were saying like, well, you shouldn't like squint with your left eye, you should squint with your dominant eye because that will make you see better. And then I was like squinting with my right eye and then I could say, oh, but anyway.
I understand that,
and that's how she enters. That's how she ends her conversation. But
I want to end the story.
Yes.
So,
well, if you're going to end the story, then that means that we can only do one thing, which is this.
I'm so glad to help you get to the fiesta today. Do you know why today is such a special fiesta?
Why, Dora?
It's a birthday fiesta!
Yay!
So let's all sing happy birthday in English and Spanish. Ready?
DI Plus birthday segment brought to you by Alta Gracia Coffee Porter. I got nothing. Go ahead.
Coffee
and beer.
You know, I think the other birthday song is much better.
You know what? Here's the thing. The chat room is actually like singing along with this one. I'm just saying, I think Dora the Explorer, I think is a much better birthday song. All right, chat room, go ahead. Just like, go ahead and say right now, Dora or the other one. Just go ahead. Just vote right now.
Well, while they're voting, we'll just go right ahead. Yeah, are you ready? I have not tested the levels on this. So,
okay.
I'm ready.
Here, let's listen to it right now. I think it's Whitney Houston.
Here we go.
Okay. Yo, tell me what I want, what I really, really want. Don't tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I don't know who sings this song though.
You don't know who sings this song?
Don't look at me like, don't accuse
come
me. I'm
on,
old.
Come on, look at the chat room. I'm sure they're telling you who sings
this
song.
No, they're not. No, they're not. Puffy Tacos.
Chat room, come on. You know who sings this song?
Spice Girls. They say Spice Girls. Is this the Spice Girls?
It is the Spice Girls.
Then I'm going to say it's Sassy Spice.
No, there is not a Sassy Spice that I know of.
Is it Posh Spice?
I know the name of this person. I'm not sure which Spice she was.
Is it David Beckham's wife, Posh Spice?
It is David Beckham's wife, Victoria Margaret Beckham the third. No, I don't know. I don't know her middle name, and I don't think it's the third. But
Posh Spice.
Posh Spice is only 39 years old.
Is it Remorseful Spice? Because I hear she was like the shy one.
Okay. This next one, Happy Birthday, Posh. So this next one
The chat room is telling me right now, so the Spice Girls were Posh, Ginger, Scary, Baby, and Remorseful.
I don't think Remorseful is in there.
She was a silent Spice Girl.
There is no the silent Spice Girl. Okay. This next one is a girl. A girl.
A girl. I got it.
Not
I got
a
it.
Woman,
a girl.
But a girl.
I got it. A girl. Oh, it's Hermione.
It is Hermione.
I know it's Hermione. And by the way, that's played expertly by Emma Watson, a lovely young actress. Yes, I'm a big Harry Potter fan. But,
now, did you know?
When I first read the books, I had not heard the audiobooks. And I didn't know how to say Hermione. So in my head, I always was like, Hermione, Hermione.
I think in my head, I said something like Hermione or Hermione.
Yeah, I did not know that there was a word called Hermione. I didn't. That was like weird to me. So.
Well, Hermione, and I don't know if you knew this, but she was actually born in France. So
I
she
did not
is actually
know that.
French.
So she's Hermione.
So, yeah. So happy birthday. Oh, she's 23.
Harmonica. Someone who said harmonica was cute.
All right. So here's
how old is she now?
She's 23.
Oh, wow. She's old.
Now, if you get this one, I'll be pretty impressed because this is a pretty generic theme song.
Then you know I'm going to get it.
Well, we'll see. We'll see.
Why did it just fade out?
I'm fading it out because I thought you were going to talk. Do you need to listen longer?
Yes. I know this theme song because I've heard it before. This is a theme song to something with a rocky kind of... It's paranormal, right?
It is paranormal. It's from the 90s.
It's paranormal. It's from the 90s.
And I'll tell you, someone in the chat room has it correct.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
It is. It's Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Buffy the Vampire... Steven has just brought me the DVD. It's Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and it's a so and it's somebody from there's birthday.
It, well, of course, it would be, wouldn't it?
Yeah, oh, so it's you think it's actual Buffy? So it's...
You can't be getting answers from Steven.
Sarah Michelle Gellar.
You are so... Sarah Michelle Gellar is
yes,
her name.
Her.
Buffy.
Wait,
did
she
you
wasn't
never
the
watch?
Original. She wasn't the original. She wasn't the original.
I think there were the pilot episode was someone else.
She wasn't even the original one.
No,
she
or was there the a movie?
The movie. There was a movie. There was a movie.
Well, this is the TV show, and I believe Sarah Michelle Gellar played Buffy the entire show, the entire
yeah,
TV
did.
Show.
She did. I have breaking news. Can I play the breaking news? Are
sure.
You done with the
well,
breaking
she's,
news?
Wait, she's 36.
Oh, she's 36.
Benefits for your heart health and more.
This isn't the breaking news. This is an ad. This is just a big, ugly, nasty ad. I was going to say, Steven on Google Plus sent us an ad earlier from another country.
A Remington man was going to exchange a McDonald's meal for sex. Donald Jones was in court this morning. Police say he picked up a woman on Central near Virginia Friday night. Officers saw Jones pick that woman up, so they followed him to McDonald's, then to a park in the area. That's when officers approached him. They say the woman told police she was going to have sex with Jones in exchange for the fast food. Police say they also found pills in Jones' car. Jones is arrested on drug possession charges.
I know she won't say chicken McNuggets. She won't say
sex
for chicken McNuggets.
For chicken McNuggets.
Exactly. This is a brand new. This is not a repeat. This is not us finding a different video of that other story from 2 years ago. This is brand new story where some guy was seeking sex for chicken McNuggets.
Apparently, that is a thing. Like, I did not realize chicken McNuggets were used as currency in the escort industry.
They are, and this is a different country.
She sounded very American.
No, I'm just saying this is in let's see. Who's this from? No, this is America. God damn it, it's America.
It's okay.
I'm embarrassed to be an American. I hate being American.
Anyway, those are the birthdays. Yes.
Those are the birthdays. Well, then we're up to this.
See you soon. Hasta luego.
Bye, Dora. Happy birthday to you.
Ah, la, la.
Happy birthday to you.
Ah, la, la.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
No, don't play it yet. Gotta wait. No, I think you need to send me that file because it just always sounds so crappy to our chat room listeners.
I can send you. Well, I just got it off of YouTube.
I know, but I'm just saying that it's because it's coming through the thing there. It's like what you.
Well, everything I do comes through.
Wow,
the thing.
We have a buttload of phone calls. This
I know.
I can't even. And we have emails, and we have. Did you get to the emails at all?
I did not see any emails in my email inbox.
Did you not get an email from Sky?
I did not see.
Then let me just read this right now. This is an old time DI Plus listener. It comes through us from Sky. He's like, "Hello, guys. It's Sky. Long time no here." Now, I just got to set the stage for those of you who may not know. Long, long ago, when Dubious Intent was done in Columbia, South Carolina, with Anne the Naughty Bad Monkey and Alden the Laconic Boy Scout, Sky was one of our listeners who lived there in Columbia, South Carolina. He actually came by, did an episode with us. He brought me some fresh baked bread for my birthday. He was just an adorable little girl, a little guy. I don't mean girl. You know what I'm saying. He's an adorable little twink. Anyway, the point is, he's now emailing. He said, "I just stumbled across DI Plus the other day and got started listening, and I'm starting at the beginning and working my way forward. So it will be a while before I'm caught up. So it will be at least another 3 months before he hears me call him accidentally."
He should call Carrie.
He should.
And find out her tips.
I'm just thinking, maybe. So here are some generic responses to whatever question you may have asked on the most recent episode. Feel free to use whichever one fits best or is the most amusing. Yes, no, maybe, only on Tuesdays, every day, sometimes twice on the weekend. So, there you go. So thank you, Sky, although you won't hear this for weeks.
Right.
Or months or years.
If he just started, well, maybe he's listening. Maybe he's doing like Carrie did, and he listens to the most recent ones. But then when he's done with that, he goes backwards to whatever one he was on.
Right. So, you know, speaking
Sky.
Yes.
What episode are you on? Because we need someone to figure out the celebrity death phone.
Yeah, maybe you can start totaling the, by the way, if you start totaling the celebrity death phones, maybe we can get it.
Let us know.
Anyway, speaking of Carrie, let's listen to her email now, or her voicemail now, shall we? Yes, we shall.
We shall.
Hi, guys. It's Carrie.
Hi, Carrie.
I was a couple weeks behind and just caught up on all my episodes, so I just thought I'd give you guys, well, not all of my episodes, all of my recent episodes. I'm still behind in the old episodes, if that makes any sense. Anyways, I was calling for a couple reasons. One, I was in Michigan on, is it March 28th, I believe, Daniel's birthday is?
Yes, that was my birthday.
Call and tell him happy birthday.
Oh, thank
you. And for that, I will forever sorry.
Oh, but you can do it next year.
I called you on your birthday, and I did not, and I apologize.
You can still send a present.
Weeks after your birthday, people are still telling you happy birthday. So
yes.
Count it as a prolonged birthday instead of me forgetting.
That is because I'm so old.
Daniel?
Yes?
And the other thing I wanted to call and say is that I have decided that I don't have a podcast, but I would like to sponsor a segment. It could be sponsored by Carrie for all your... I don't know. Make something fun up. But I want to sponsor a segment. If you need me to come up with something, I will put my creative juices to work, and I will come up with a creative way to sponsor a segment.
All right. No, we're going to do that.
Oh, and I also had a tech question.
Yes.
What was my tech question?
Tech question. Yes.
Could you pause her for a second?
Yes. I can't. Wait. I got to get to the thing. Wait. Yes. No, go ahead. What?
So, first of all, Carrie, as a woman... When you say creative juices, I just...
No, you're not going there, are you?
I'm just...
You are not.
You know.
Hold on. Don't say anything for just like 3 seconds so that the filter will catch this. No! I did the wrong search. All right, now say it.
No, I was done, Carrie. You really shouldn't talk about creative juices as a female. Because you know what that does to all the male listeners.
Right.
Hearing about your creative juices.
Right.
That's it.
All right.
Anyway.
All right. So go ahead. Oh, no, I got to go ahead. I got to play the rest of it. Here we go.
It was about Windows 8.
Yes, Windows 8.
I don't know if you are using Windows 8, if you know Windows 8 or anything, but I'm having a hard time with it. I feel like the start board is just a waste of time, and I'm spending my whole time in the desktop anyway.
Yes.
Can you give me
yes.
needs for the start menu or uses or something. So I don't feel like I got a Windows 8 computer just to use it like Windows 7.
Yes.
And that is it today. And I hope you guys are having a wonderful day. Once again, happy birthday, Daniel. And
oh, thank you.
I have not forgotten about you. You are still my favorite Dubious Intent host, mainly because Adam is, or Daniel is mean to you on a regular basis. Oh. So love you guys. Bye.
Oh, Carrie.
I am not mean to you on a regular basis. Although apparently our manager, Joey L. Buhonker IV, told me that in New York. He said that you get upset that I actually like offend you. And I don't mean to offend you, Adam. You know I love you.
I know you love me. God, was he drunk?
Yeah. God, yes.
What's he doing?
Kissing.
Anyway, thank you, Carrie, for that.
That's how drunk he was. He was making out with me in the corner.
Voicemail.
No, so let me just say this about Windows 8, Carrie. Here's the thing. You're going to hear a lot of douchebags in the world talk about how they hate Windows 8. Oh, I can't stay. Oh, God, glad I'm not using Windows 8, whatever. Here's the thing. As long as you learn these three things, Windows 8 is great. So here are the three things that you need to know. Pressing your Windows key on your keyboard will flip back and forth between the Metro interface and the desktop. Just press
Windows and D.
You don't even have to do that. Just toggle, you know, the Windows key will just toggle back and forth between the two. So if you treat the Windows Metro interface like your start menu used to be in Windows 7, then that's all you have to do. Just press Windows, go to that screen, start typing in a program name, and hit launch, and it will go to the desktop version of it. The second thing that you need to remember is Windows key C. Like, so instead of you trying to do some weird thing with your mouse, like pressing over on the right-hand corner to bring up the charms window or whatever, you just like Windows C will bring up the charms window in no matter what program you are. And that's like the other great thing. And then the final thing that you need to remember is Windows X. So press Windows X and that will bring up the like custom menu, the little menu bar on your desktop that will give you all the access to your command prompt and to the device manager, to the control panel, all that stuff like that. So there you go. So just Windows key on its own, back and forth, will toggle between the desktop and the start bar. I mean, the desktop and the Metro interface. Windows C will bring up the charts window, and Windows X will bring up that. As long as you know those three things, Windows 8 is excellent. I love Windows 8. Because that start bar, that start menu thing was really way out of control. And now making it off onto its own program a la Windows RT is excellent. Like me just pressing the Windows is no different than me before just clicking on start. Because I would press on start and start typing in a program name to launch. This way, I just press Windows and start typing in a program name to launch. That's the difference between the two.
I love Windows 8. I always, when I'm editing and everything, and I have to bring up Audacity and then Levelator, and then when I'm uploading the files, I have to open FileZilla and iTunes and all this stuff, and I just hit Windows key, type the first few letters of the application, hit Enter, boom, it comes up.
Yep. I don't know why people are so, like, pussy about Windows 8. I love Windows 8.
Now, I like to have a touch screen. You may differ from me.
Wait. Kratos just typed in the chat room, where? Where what? Where is the Windows key?
It has the little window on it.
It has the windows. It's on your keyboard.
Bottom
it's between the control and the alternate on the left-hand side. It's got a Windows key on it, a Windows symbol on it. It's the equivalent of the Apple key on the Apple keyboard. All right. Thank you very much, Carrie. Let's go on to our next phone call. This comes from Kratos. So let's listen to what he has
Crotch
to say.
Toast?
I am a human GPS. Would you drive me better if I shoved that cell phone up your ass? Oh, fuck.
What?
Your exit is in 3/4 of a mile. Get in your fucking lane. Jesus, what the fuck are you on? I think I messed that up. But, well, I tried.
Anyway, Daniel.
Kratos77.
Yes.
Calling to say hi. Bye.
Hi, Kratos77.
Wait, what was he doing?
Daniel,
I love that. I want to make that like my...
I want to quiz you.
Yes, please.
What is that?
I don't know what that is.
What is it?
I don't know what that is. Was it me driving somewhere or trying to drive somewhere and I couldn't...
No.
No?
Come on.
What?
Remember everyone's favorite segment of the Adam and Maddie show.
When you tried to like make a GPS voicemail or a voiceover thing?
For Maddie's voice. Yes.
That was just so horrible. I try to block that out of my memory.
Whatever. That was like everyone's favorite. Everyone, yes.
Oh, no, not everyone.
No, everyone.
No, not everyone.
Trust me. Well, thank you for that, Kratos.
Thank you, Kratos.
By the way, he's black. We learned that earlier in the episode.
When did we? Oh, he's a lawn jockey. What? When did we learn that?
He said he's black earlier in the. He came out of the closet.
And what was? I don't know why that's being in the closet
as a black homosexual.
Again, he's our listener, and he's hot. That's all I care about. All right, let's go to our next caller. I believe this is Kathy Bako. That's how it's written here. Kathy Bako.
Hey, this is Kathy Bacon. Is this where I'm supposed to call and say it's hip to be square?
Yes.
All right, well, if it's not, could you pass that message on for me, please?
I will.
Thank you.
Yes.
And why does it sound like I'm talking in a house that doesn't have furniture or carpet? Because I am.
Oh, okay.
Bye.
Excellent. I don't remember what it was that Steven said, but I agree with him.
You don't remember what?
I don't remember specifically what Steven said, but I agree with him. Kathy Bacon is like, she's got like, it's not Tourette's. She's just like, she just says the most random, bizarre things like out of context all the time. She's just, I love her, but she's just so bizarrely out of context all the time. You know what, Kathy Bacon? I just want you to call us no matter what. Like, if you're going to go to a restaurant for lunch, I want you to just call us and give us your thoughts on what you're thinking about ordering. I just so out of context and whatever. I love them all. I love them on Fatty Show. I love them, whatever. And I love Kathy Bacon. She's going to be in Vegas this year, by the way.
Is she?
She is. And you know what I'm going to say to her when I walk up to
her? You said that. Yeah, I knew that. You said that, I think, on the last show.
I know. And you know what I'm going to say to her? I'm going to see her across the room and I'm going to be like,
Miss Fairchild, I'm going to need you to stay late again and take dictation.
Why, Mr. Jeremy, it would be my pleasure.
What?
That's what,
is what
this? I was saying. It's more porn music. What do you think it is?
Oh. Well,
this is the porn music from Nice and Sleazy. Would you like to hear the music from Lay and Pipe? That would be this.
You're so amused with porn music.
I am fascinated by porn music. This is the music from Land Pipe. Apparently, it's Silence. See, Spider Pussy's got them all beat. Spider Pussy is the main one. That's the Spider Pussy music. All right, got it. All right, let's move on to our next voicemail, and I believe it comes from Kratos.
My ass is so tight, you could hardly fit a Tic Tac. Hey, Adam and Daniel, this is Croco77 calling again. I'm actually sitting at a duck pond.
A duck pond.
So if you hear any honking
quacking
in the background.
Oh, I was going to say quacking.
It's a duck.
Goddamn.
Or probably the geese.
Or geese.
No, I don't think geese make geese. Whatever. There are geese here too.
Goose.
Anyway. Bye.
So
I love Kratos.
So,
Kratos. By the way, did you know that the plural of geese is goose?
I didn't. But black gay men sit at duck ponds?
Yes.
That's their natural habitat?
That is, well, where else would they be?
So if I want to beat, I want to make that clear right now. If I want to meet
black, if you wanted to beat
gay
black
men,
Kratos, yes.
I need to go to a duck pond.
Yeah, you need to go to a duck pond. That's,
all right.
Everyone knows that. What the hell?
I'm glad to know. I'm sorry, people. If you're hearing noises, my contraptions, every time I get an email or a message, one of these electronic devices makes a fucking noise, and I'm sorry.
What, is the old Adam and Maddie Show website not even there anymore?
It should be. I don't even know.
What was it? TheAdamAndMaddieShow.com?
It was AdamAndMaddieShow.com, but he might have made me take it down.
I'm trying to find it here. Let's see. I wanted to, because what he was saying with his ass is so tight that you couldn't fit a Tic Tac was part of the old Adam and Maddie Show intro.
I have that somewhere, but not readily available.
I have the other one that I made for you guys, and I don't think I have it readily available.
I don't know my password.
All right, excellent. Let's move on to our next voicemail. This would be Scott, Seder69. Let's listen to it right now, shall we?
Hey guys, this is Scott, Seder69 on the Twitters, host of the Seder Sphere podcast. Maybe you've heard of it. It's
no,
Tom Wopat, not Womack. Tom Wopat.
No,
was
Tom.
With
Tom
John Schneider.
Tom
on
Womack.
The Dukes of Hazzard.
Yes.
Just doing little fact checks for you.
No,
you know, there's
I think
thing
you're wrong.
Call the internet.
I think you're wrong. I think you're wrong.
I love the show. Love you both. Adam, you are oversexed. bananas. Need I say more?
Yes.
This is a Seder. I'll catch you later. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I think you should say more. And I'm sorry, it's Tom Womack. Not Wopak. No, I'm sorry. Wopak is just silly sounding. Who would name their child Tom Wopak? That's just silly. That's just absolutely silly. It's got to be Womack. Are you still with me?
The following program is recommended for mature individuals and may contain material unsuitable for morons, cretins, and dishwipes. If you are a moron or a member of the PTL club, please turn off your radio, because we don't need any more stupid, narrow-minded, pencil-neck geeks who wouldn't know the First Amendment if it came up and bit them on the butt. Thank you.
This is the Adam and Natty Show.
Adam and Natty.
My ass is so tight you couldn't fit a Tic Tac.
Look, as long as his face is in the pillow and his ass is in the air.
You're such a slut.
You know what?
That's it.
If I wanted it tomorrow, I'd get out of a fucking...
You guys like read those off of a sheet.
We did not. We did not.
You did
read
too.
Them
those were not like
sheets.
Clips from your show.
No,
those
they
were like you
they
actually
were not
read.
I created that before
yes.
we ever recorded
yes,
a show.
Before you recreated the first thing. By the way, thank you, Seder69. By the way, it's Tom Womack, not Wopak. I don't know what you're thinking.
If any of you are nostalgic, the AdamandMattyShow.com is up now temporarily, but yes. it will be taken back down because
Where is it up?
AdamandMattyShow.com.
Well, what did you have up there before?
I just had the site offline. I was requested. He doesn't want anyone to hear those.
What happened to that thing? What happened to the thing that I made for you guys?
I don't know where that is. So I can't. I know what you're talking about, but I don't know where it is.
I made a brand new intro for you guys.
I didn't like it as an intro.
Why didn't you like it? I know you worked hard on it.
But anyway,
I did. I worked hard. You know what? I didn't like the interview that you did with me that you worked so hard on.
Well, that's okay. I'm not good at produce numbers.
I liked it.
Moving on.
I just thought maybe you would like the thing that I made for you guys.
No, I liked it, but not.
No,
as
you didn't.
A
no, you've already.
Song.
Let's move on to our next phone call here. This comes from I Don't Know One.
Hello, it's a big day over at Carrie's household.
Yes.
This is Carrie.
Hi, Carrie.
I would just like to announce that on this day,
yes.
which is April 18th at 4:09 Pacific Standard Time.
Yes.
I am officially caught up.
Oh, bravo.
I need some, wait, we need some hallelujah music.
A hallelujah music? All right.
Yeah, like the hallelujah. No, not porn music.
Oh,
we
that's
already
all
know.
I got.
Right. We already know she has some creative juices. I wanted something more.
You wanted something more.
Carrie is very conservative. She needs something religious.
Hold on. I've got this. I've got it. I've got this. Relax. Here we go. Here's Bravo. No. This is an advertisement, but I can skip it.
You and those advertisements.
I know. I can skip it in 3 seconds. So, all right. Let's see. I've got Freak Out. Here we go. Carrie. It's never not funny. That's what I'm trying to say right now. It's never not funny. Can we continue with your phone call now?
Yes.
All right.
I mentioned when I started playing catch up that I should write down everyone who won in the Celebrity Death Zone. You would have had a winner by now because I just listened to
yes.
all of
yes.
those. But no, you didn't mention it, and oh. I just listened to all of those, and I'm just going back and listening to them again.
Oh,
sorry.
Damn it.
No. And yeah, just wanted to say once again, finally caught up.
Yes.
And I'm looking forward to only having to listen to your guys' wonderful voices once a week.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, yeah. Thank God I don't have to listen to you any more than that. Right.
Love the show and can't wait for the next episode.
Right.
Bye.
Thank you.
I have to listen to my voice every day.
That's what I'm trying to say. We should have told her. When we knew that she was double listening, we should have said, oh, by the way, total up the Celebrity Death Phone things.
We should have.
Do you know who the winner was?
No, I do not.
It was Will Wheaton.
The problem is, even if we were like really bad and just made up a name and said that was the winner,
yes.
we don't even know what the amount would be. So
I know, but do you know what I'm saying when I say it was Will Wheaton?
I know who Will Wheaton is, but I don't know.
No, but do you know what I mean by when I say Will Wheaton?
I don't. It's is it a Simpsons reference?
No, I think you should all be nicer to Will Wheaton.
The way I treat my colleagues... Wait, what?
I said you ought to be nicer to Will Wheaton.
You mean Will Wheaton?
Yes, Will Wheaton.
Oh, it's... Why are you saying it
like
that?
Well, I'm just saying you should be nicer to Will Wheaton. Family Will guy. Wheaton seems like a nice guy.
Say wheat.
Yes.
Wheat.
Now, say Will Wheaton.
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 Hey, did you hook up with Whoopi Goldberg on the show?
All the time.
I love that clip so much. I do. I love that clip so much. Let's go on to the next. Let's go on to our next voicemail, which comes in from I Didn't Know Too.
Hi, is this the request line? I would like to request that Live It Up either come back or, well, I'd just like to request that they come back. What was
right.
this, a teaser?
Yes, yes.
June 30, 2012, February 25, 2013, March 4, 2013.
That's a lot of math.
I'm sure that date announcement isn't a say driver appropriate. I think I'm supposed to say 3.4.13 or something. Nonetheless,
yes.
I was just wondering what was going on with that. And Gerard and Atlantis? What? Come on. Come on, guys.
We have no control over other shows.
Same thing off. Hello?
We can't control Wesley Crusher. Wesley Crusher.
Wesley. We cannot control Wesley Crusher. Wesley!
We cannot control Wesley Crusher, which, by the way, was played by Will.
Oh, my Lord. Please do not get another beer before the end of this show.
I'm just saying that we cannot control Will Wheaton and what he does.
Was that the last voicemail?
No, it's not even close to the last. All I got is...
You know, I think you should all be nicer to Will Wheaton.
The way I treat my colleagues... Wait, what?
I said you ought to be nicer to Will Wheaton.
You mean Will Wheaton?
Yes, Will Wheaton.
Why are you saying it like that?
Well, I'm just saying you should be nicer to Will Wheaton. Will Wheaton seems like a nice guy.
Say wheat.
Wheat.
Now, say Will Wheaton.
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 Hey, did you hook up with Whoopi Goldberg on the show?
All the time.
Oh, I find that so amusing. All right, let's move on to our next voicemail.
I thought that was the last one.
That was the last one, but let's move on to our next one anyway. I don't know when the next episode of Live It Up is coming out. I really don't.
Do you know who that was?
I don't know who that was.
It was a woman.
I don't know who that was.
You know, I wonder if she has creative juices.
No, that was not Kathy Bacon. That was not Carrie. I don't know who that was. You know who it might have been?
I don't know. That was off mic. Sorry, I don't know.
And I will always love you.
It might have been Whoopi Goldberg. No, not Whoopi. What's her name? Whitney Houston.
You know, Daniel.
It's Whitney Houston.
You know, Daniel. You are just, I don't even know. I mean, like okay. So, how many of those pale ales did you have there?
I had two of the pale ales, but like four of the beer.
I see. What color were they? Were they black?
It wasn't.
But if they were long and black, that'd be really good. I think this has been a very racist show, though.
This has been the most racist show that we've ever done in our lives.
You know, I mean, I'm not even going to say some of the things we said, but we did leave out one race, and I just wanted to ask you one question, Daniel.
What? What would that be?
What would a Jew do?
G.I. Plus is written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on the voicemail line. 2x2 DI Plus 229-234-7587 or send us a voicemail. No, an email at contact@doobies.
You couldn't even keep your mic up.
Contact at dubiousintent.com.
Your mic. The chat room can't see, but his mic literally like fell over.
I don't know what you're talking about. Anyway, I got nothing. You know, so next week, we got to go Wednesday. This next week. Have we talked to those people?
No, you're negotiating that.
Well, did we even talk to them? I don't know who they are.
I'll let you know, but you said you were negotiating that.
All right, fine. I'm talking to him. Anyway, so next Wednesday, 10 o'clock.
I don't like being a hard negotiator.
Here, right here on Pride 48. Good night, Chad.
Good night, David. You did it again.
Chet. Good night, Chet.
David, good night.